Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fairley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hickman. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snider takes first base on ball four. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Fairley moves to third. Snider moves to second. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards the mound. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cannell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cannell. Wills moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Willie Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wills tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Craig fires to first and picks off Davis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Craig strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman scores. Two outs. It's Dodgers, 1, Mets, 1. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1. Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snider strikes out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coleman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Coleman. Howard moves to third. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro strikes out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Coleman moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman is walked intentionally. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Gilliam for the double play. Wills scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Neal moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Marv Thornberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornberry for the out. Ashburn scores. Neal moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Howard for the double play. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hickman strikes out. 2 outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-2 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Peronoski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peronoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gilliam hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neal strikes out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Neal. Fairley moves to third. Larry Barrett pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Lee Walls pinch hits for Duke Snider. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Howard moves to second. It's 6-2, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 3 in the game. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paranoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Paranoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Larry Barrett now playing second base. Frank Howard now playing right. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Throneberry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Throneberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Hershuer pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hershuer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barrett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now catching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills bunts towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barrett strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 8, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.